The wall hanging in front of you shows Field Marshal Paul von Hindenburg. Hindenburg enjoyed great popularity on account of his military successes, and many people pinned their hopes on him to restore national stability. In order to absolve himself of responsibility for Germany's defeat in the First World War, Hindenburg, who'd been a member of the Supreme Command, instead blamed German politicians. In 1919, he told a committee of inquiry charged with investigating Germany's defeat that the army and navy had been demoralized from within and stabbed in the back from the home front, citing several peace initiatives launched by German politicians in 1917. It was this statement that gave birth to what became known as the Dolchstoß, or stab in the back, legend. In fact, Hindenburg had already admitted to Kaiser Wilhelm II in August 1918 that the real reason for the defeat of the German armed forces was Germany's military inferiority. Hindenburg was elected president in March 1925 after running for office as a candidate of the right-wing parties. Under Hindenburg's presidency, Germany was often governed by cabinets that did not enjoy majority support in the Reichstag. And in 1933, it was Hindenburg who named Hitler as Chancellor.